This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. The multi-million-dollar question in the media world is who will get David Letterman's time slot when the big man steps down as host of The Late Show with David Letterman sometime next year. Letterman announced he plans to do that last night. There's also the question of who will be the house band on Dave's successor's show. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from New York on what getting that gig can mean.
When Letterman announced his retirement on the show, the on-air reaction was quick.
Wow. Well, do I have a minute to call my accountant? Because
bandleader Paul Schaefer made a fortune playing sidekick and enduring cracks about his Canadian heritage. The exposure he got could open doors for him after the show ends.
It can enhance your chances of being successful at whatever it is that you want to do, simply because a lot of people know who you are now.
Kevin Eubanks was Jay Leno's longtime bandleader. Getting a slot like that isn't easy. They just don't come up that often.
Jay and I, for instance, we just got along. So sometimes it could just be something that simple, that, oh, these two people get along, and that would make for good TV.
Music industry analyst Bob Lefsetz points out that it's about more than band leaders. Behind them are working musicians trying to make a good living in a tricky industry. A job on a talk show can be a welcome break.
If you can get a gig on a late-night show, get paid every night, sleep in your own bed, it's very appealing.
And when you tour, you could play bigger venues. But late-night opportunities are shrinking, says Bill Carter, author of several books on late-night TV.
Frankly, one of the things I think you might see is a condensed band, because they have tighter budgets than they used to, and the bands are expensive.
But don't look for them to disappear. They play a vital role you don't see on TV. Eubanks says bands are crucial for keeping the studio audience hyped up.
The audience has all this energy because we gave it to them during the commercial that they want to release it because, I mean, they're there to have a party.
And there's now a chance for another band leader to join it. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.